On stage right now, we have Kim Roth and Ryan Hyde. Kim, do you ever have people telling you that you look like a certain celebrity?
I've had Kate Winslet twice, but I see it at not at all.
Kate Winslet
not
twice?
At all.
I can kind of see that.
No.
Yes. Yes. Ryan, how about you? Have been told anyone that you look like?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. I know. It is striking.
You can see it.
Yeah, it's the eyes. So this game is called International Doppelgangers. So there are plenty of celebrities who are known throughout the world, but you might be surprised to learn that some countries have their own versions of these well-known personalities. Puzzle guru John Chinesky, how about an example?
Did you know that in Buenos Aires, there's a very funny actress and writer who had a hit TV show called 30 Rock? Her name's Argentina Fey.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Stick with me, contestants. I'm walking you through this. So in this game, you're going to combine the name of a country with the name of a celebrity, okay? And the big hint here is that the country is always going to go first, like Burkina Faso Fear Eisenberg. See? Easy. And the last name will always be the celebrity's last name unchanged.
Our radio audience can't see it, but these contestants look very confident right now.
Let's play. To be or not to be a porn star, asked this actor in his breakout role in Boogie Scandinavian Nights. You can do it. We'll talk it through together. Kim.
Denmark Wahlberg.
Exactly correct.
Denmark Wahlberg. All right.
This celebrity lookalike hails from the Andes Mountain and is a real drag queen. Kim.
Peru Paul?
Peru Paul.
Peru Paul.
All right, I was trying to come up with what Peru Paul's imaginary catchphrase would be. What do you think of Machu Picchu too much? No? How about at the end of Drag Race in Peru, Paul, he would be, I'm sorry, you have to go alpaca your bags. No? I only have 40 more. This actor has portrayed everyone from Oscar Schindler to a Jedi Knight and can trace his lineage all the way back to Genghis Khan.
He's in Ulaanbaatar, somewhere between Russia and China.
Kim.
Mongoliam Neeson?
Yes! Yes.
This pop diva from a four-letter Central African nation was proud that her British doppelganger was rolling in the deep.
The nation sort of sounds like a man's name, four-letter man's name. Rolling in the deep.
Rolling in the deep. Ryan.
Chad Dell.
Chad Dell. You got it. This is your last clue.
Okay.
I know. Get excited. You've got a friend in this Persian songster who is also a favorite of his nation's short people. Persian songster.
He wrote a lot of movie songs.
That is a darn good hint.
Toy Story 3.
That's not how the songs go.
It's Kim.
Irandy Newman?
Irandy Newman is right.
John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
You know, they scored some decent points,
there
I gotta say,
points.
But Kim did better. Kim wins the game. Way to go, Kim.
Huge round of applause for that super hard game. And Kim, we will see you at our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.